Hey folks, you are most welcome to the Rising Show, and here we have an amazing speaker and self-development coach who is going to share that why setting up the, I would say, foundation of your career, of your entrepreneurship journey, or whatever you are doing is really important, and then how you can act confidently, and then later we will talk why specifically the strategies does not work, what has to be implemented in between, right? So dear guest, you are most welcome over here.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Right, perfect. So I strongly believe that the audience who is out there excited to hear more about setting up the foundation of the career. So here we have, you know, while we are just getting started, my audience is interested knowing a little introduction of yours.
Little introduction. Yeah, hi. I was an accountant for 30 years and I turned into becoming a coach to coach myself first because I hit a wall. I couldn't function anymore. I couldn't do the job I was paid to do. I didn't know I was in a burnout. I only later on found out that I was burnt out. And it took me mind mastery, emotional mastery to come back out of that very depressed state and burnout to now teach how to really get into that confidence, not the false bravado that I was functioning from, that was a poor foundation, and anything that's poor foundation had to crumble, right? So now I am speaking about really getting into unshakable foundation, unshakable confidence, so that you can not only hit your goals, create the success you want, but really have the fulfillment in life that is deep and that no one can take away from you.
Awesome. That's interesting, right? So here we have a couple of questions for you and we want you to answer them. So,
sure.
You know, as I shared with my audience in the starting, that why setting up the foundation is really important while the people are just getting started, right? So what are your views on setting up the foundations?
Yeah, so setting up your foundation, it doesn't matter if you focus on whether your health, whether your mindset, whether your money mindset, the sales foundation, but just remember that there's something in you that is blossoming. So if you try to copy someone else, it'll work for a while and then boom, you hit a wall. It'll work for a while and then boom, you're redirected to something else. And the foundation is that I want you to know is we are always being redirected. We are always being put in a different position. So it might hurt. It might look like a failure. It might look like nothing is working. But don't believe what the mind says, because the mind only functions from what it has done in the past. So it's always comparing. I want you to remember that the foundation is your soul, not just the mind, not just the material success. So if you find yourself being navigated, like I said, I was a coach, I was an accountant for 30 years, and all of a sudden I couldn't do my job. I thought myself a failure. I thought, oh my God, I need to be checked into a mental institution because something is fundamentally wrong with me. That is not true. There's nothing wrong with you. You are being redirected so you can fulfill your soul. So if you can remember that, that is the best foundation I can share with you, that there is something more that you're meant to do other than what you were just focused on. Does that make sense? So the foundation is you are more than your mind. You are more than your feelings at the moment. You are more than the circumstances. You are more than your past. You are more than your behavior. Who you are is a being, a soul being. The full expression.
Awesome. That's interesting, right? So that is why, because when you do not set up your foundations, you know, you do not work on your foundations, what happens? You get down while you are just going up. Let's say you just have just started from your foundation from here. Now you have reached to the level. Right now, what you would need, there would be a time that whatever the foundations are out there, it would be interconnected with, you know, the foundation, whatever the level that you have reached. And if you do not understand what your foundation was, you would come back to the, again, those foundations. So that is why.
If you have a very poor foundation, you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're creating more mistakes, you know, that appear to be mistakes, but they're even mistakes are building, is a building foundation, because you're getting to know yourself. So it's really important that you, yes, focus on one thing, but with an open mind to discover more of who you are, not just I need to do this a certain way. Well, then you're blocking out your full self-expression when you do that. And your soul just wants to break free from that, because we cannot be contained. As souls, we cannot be contained, and we cannot be relegated to the shadow of someone else, your mentor, your business partner. If we try to just do whatever they want, we are on a higher perspective going to fail. Because why? Because our soul wants us to come home to our true self.
Awesome. That's pretty true, right? So let's talk about the other question that we have over here is, like, you know, let's say people have set their foundations, but still what is happening is they aren't able to act confidently, right? Mm-hmm. So why is that is happening? Why people do not act confidently even though they have the amazing foundations?
Yes. So confidence, we have to, like, for example, I'll give you an example. I was very confident as an accountant, very confident. I could do it in my sleep. And that's because I've mastered it. That's because I've done it for so many years. That's because I've allowed myself to explore and fail and succeed in it. So when you're starting a new business, a coaching business or some other business, just remember, you're still new at this. You don't have the experience yet. Confidence go hand in hand with competence. So if you don't have the competence for it, if you don't have the experience of launching a product or speaking in front of public, your confidence will waver. Right? So give yourself permission, lots of permission to try. So self-exploration, self-discovery would be one very fundamental thing that you need to allow yourself to do. Just really give yourself lots of permission to fail and fail faster. You know, like Kobe Bryant says, he missed 26 times that he was entrusted to win the game, and he missed 26 times. And because of that, he is the best player, basketball player in the world, and he's succeeded so many times over, right? So you have to allow yourself to fail and get to know what are your true strengths and weaknesses. And those weaknesses, when you are aware of them, you can then allow yourself to work around it or delegate something that you're not so good at. We don't have to do it all alone. So confidence comes with strategy, with experience, with a lot of self-love and self-respect.
That's interesting, as you mentioned, that fail faster, right? You mentioned about the Kobe Bryant, right? That's what he said, that if you fail faster, what happens? You know, the thing over here is when people fail, they think that it is the failure now. They can't move further.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
They do not put in the effort again. Right? Once you put in the effort, again, let's give it a try. Let's just give it a try. Because I have heard there's a quotation that people say that a winner is just a loser who tried once more time.
Yeah.
Right?
So yes.
This is something that blew my mind. And I was like, it did not make sense until it happened to me, until I experienced it. So the moment we cracked one of the biggest deals, we understood, like we failed several times to do that. But once we did it, it doesn't mean that we are a winner or we are a loser. We are in this process, right? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, right? You never fail. You only fail.
No, it's not failure. It's simply really just feedback, isn't it? Just feedback, right? on you pushing.
You only fail.
Yeah, giving it your best.
That's what I meant. That's what I just meant saying. You only fail when you quit.
Quit.
Right?
Yeah. Now, exactly.
There's no option. There's no option of winning. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's say if you were just trying, you had the chance to win. You had the chance to fail. Sorry, I would say to lose. Right? So when you have quit, there is no chance left at all. Right? So this is something why you keep on trying, keep on going with that process. You slowly and steadily, you win. Right? In that process. You understand what is working for you, what is not. Right? Okay, let's
exactly, and you can refine it.
Let's talk about the other question that we have over here. People say that they have set their foundation, they have, you know, built their confidence, they are confident enough, they are speaking, they're talking to everyone, but their strategy is not working. What to do with the strategy that they have? It's not working for them. So what are your views on it?
So alignment, that's why it's really important to keep in mind that, you know, what your mind is beautiful. Your mind is beautiful, but sometimes it tells you to stop. Sometimes it compares you to others. Sometimes it only looks at winning and then really hard on you when you fail, right? So then there's the emotion. There's emotional trauma that we endured as a kid or during a breakup or when a life situation changed. And if there are some emotional heaviness, contraction there that hasn't been looked at because you know what? Okay, I'm strong, I'm confident, I can do this. And then we sweep emotions under the rug. Well, those emotions that you put under the rug, they're gonna come back and bite you. So your mental, emotional, your spiritual, right? If we are just mentally willpowering our way to success and living behind our spirit, it's only going to be a very temporary success. And then we hit a wall again because we are not aligned with our own spirit, you know, our own spirit, your spirit, the spirit that tells you, this is what you are meant to do. This is why you are not meant to. I was not meant to be an accountant. You know, I just made it. I just distorted or I just contorted myself to fit as an accountant. But there was a much bigger plan in store for me. And that is what's happening for you too. So you need to have your physical conditions, you know, all your strategies in place, all your ducks in a row. That's great. That creates the safety. You know, when we have our physical, when our environment is conducive to our growth, it creates that safety for us to blossom, right? It gives us permission to bloom. And then when we have any emotional blocks, oh, this is why, no, I can't, it stops you and you don't even know about it because it's invisible. But until you resolve that, until you look at that, until you look at your demons, then you're going to feel that, all right, we can do this. And then you step into your mental, okay, I want this. I can make it happen. You have that confidence, right? But then don't forget that you have your own vibrational expression. This is what makes you unique. You're a unique soul, and you need to bring that in so that everything is in flow and you step away from the struggle, because you're no longer a copycat. You're no longer trying someone else's, you know, someone, a guru's style. You make it your own. You make it your voice. You make it your touch. It's aligned with your values. You're motivated because it's who you are. And the more you step into it, you expand and grow and bloom and more. So you're now stepping into expansion when you are aligned with your soul.
Awesome. So this is something what is super important to understand, the alignment, right? Let's say we are implementing the strategies, you know, I would take the example of this pen. Let's say this pen is there, right? So if I had to complete a pen, if I had to manufacture it, so I can't make a pen without a cap, right?
Exactly.
The similar way, you cannot build a business without the growth mindset, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot build a business without the discipline, right? Let's say someday you miss the discipline, someday you miss your routine, so it is missed. Now you got to understand, if something is missed, let's say the ink is finished in this pen, it won't work, right? if this particular stuff is not there, how would you write, right? Mm-hmm. If anything is missing from that alignment, it's not going to work, right?
No.
So that is why it is really important to keep it in the alignment, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is something what is super interesting, right? We understood about the, you know, this discussion, that setting up the foundations, then acting confident about it. While you act confident, you also understand why your strategies does not work. It's just because you aren't aligned, you know, you aren't aligned to yourself with your discipline, your routine. But there are multiple things that you need to align your thoughts as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something mm-hmm. that is super interesting. So the people who are out there listening to us right now, what is a tip that you would like to give them?
What is the what?
What is the tip that you would like to give them, or what is the advice that you would like to give them?
Okay. Well, remember that when we entrepreneurship, starting a business, it's like having a relationship. It's like going into a new relationship. It's gonna push your buttons, right? It's gonna mirror to you both your strengths and weaknesses. And when that happens, say thank you. When you have that reflection, say thank you, because it's an opportunity to work on both, on strengths and weaknesses. And use that information to build your confidence, to refine your strategies, to not use it against you. So sometimes when we're triggered, oh, this is not working. I'm not meant to, like, I'm delusional to even think that I can become a coach. Like, who do I think I am? So all those mental chatters, all those unresolved trauma, all those unresolved emotions, and then just copying someone. Oh, because he's done it. Oh, he's a great influencer. I should do that on Instagram. I should do that on LinkedIn. I should copy everything that they're doing. You are living out your soul. And as long as you're living out your soul, you will never, ever be completely happy. And everything you do feels like efforting, feels like just doing, it doesn't fill you up inside. So my wish for you, for your listeners, is to come to that place of acceptance, accept yourself. Love yourself enough to allow yourself to discover things. They're not wins or losses, just like you said. They're not. They're simply experiences. They're simply, it's like, oh, what dress am I going to wear today? What suit, what pants am I going to wear today? They are just energies. They are just energies that you, oh no, I don't like it. It feels like I'm angry. It feels like that I'm resentful. Or, well, I love this shirt because it brings so much joy. Look at this bright colors. This is what I'm going to wear today. So experience is just like that. You get to choose the experience, whatever it is that you want to create in your life. It's starting with the foundations. And if the foundation is still wobbly, you have the power of choice to do something about it. The only thing you cannot do is quit on yourself.
Perfect. So that's something, you know, pretty interesting. And I strongly believe the audience who are just listening to us, they are just going to implement. And let me just do a recap over here. What we discussed over here is setting up the foundations, acting confident, and also understanding why your strategies does not work, just because you got to align your thoughts with the strategies, then also understand whether your strategies are aligned or not, right? So once it is, both the things are aligned, your thought process and your strategies, then it works pretty well. Right. So thank you so much, people over there listening to us. It is really a pleasure to have you over here on the show, because it makes me feel happy and inspiring, that it motivates me to come up with a new podcast every single day, every single week, with amazing people like her. So thank you so much to my audience for being over here listening to us. And thank you so much to my guest as well for being over here, inspiring my audience and sharing the amazing and valuable insights.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right.
It's been fun.
Perfect.